Wer zu Lebzeit gut auf Erden, wird nach dem Tod ein Engel werden. Den Blick gen Himmel fragst du dann.
Dr. Kirk Elliott's our guest. We're handing out free snow cones in hell here. I mean, getting silver and gold is a no-brainer. You just need to go to the right place, kpm.com/gold. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You heard Kirk. I mean, if you think gold up, you know, $10 in 5 months, that's just the initial launch. When a rocket gets going, it's slow at first. And so it's going, you know, just a few feet the first few seconds, then hundreds of feet the next second, then thousands of feet the next second, and then miles per second. I mean, it's going into the deal here. I mean, like Kirk said, we could be 90% off. And you'll obviously still have huge gains. I mean, I think that's a no-brainer. I can't guarantee anything, but that's the surest bet there is. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then personally, give us your opinion on where silver and gold will be in 6 months. Kirk Elliott.
Well, I think by the end of the year, which is only like 3 months away, you'll probably see gold at $3,000 an ounce and silver at $50, $55
And your projections have been lower than what's actually happened.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather underpromise and overdeliver.
Yeah, you've privately given me numbers that have been dead on, but you've been, you know, it's always good to, you know, underestimate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give some weird false expectation and get people's hopes up, right? But those are to me legitimate numbers. Now, Kirk said, Kirk, how can that be legitimate? That's silver moving like 60% in the next 3.5 months. Yeah. I actually think that's very much in line with where it should go. And gold hitting 3,000. Now, you had mentioned it on the prior segment, India. That thing is massive, Alex. Massive. It's got a population that rivals China. And what did they just do? Why did gold demand just go through the ceiling in India? Well, it's because they lowered taxes on imports of gold from 15% to 6%. It's like, oh, my word. So now the demand for gold is shooting through the roof with one of the largest populations.
Actually the biggest. And that follows, as you predicted, China telling people bring in gold and incentivizing it. So, yeah, these countries are smart. They want gold.
They do. And they do gold because you can't back up a currency with silver. It's too cheap, right? It's like there's not enough of it. So they're doing it with gold. But here's the thing. In a bull market in gold, silver outperforms like almost every single time. So, yeah, these countries are buying up gold. And for those of us that own silver, so when silver outperforms and it's going to grow faster in gold, it's almost like this multiplier effect on our portfolio. And central banks are the cause of gold going up, where manufacturing demand and us as investors are the reason silver is going up. And so here's where we can actually do something similar that central banks around the world are doing to protect their backside and to grow and to thrive and to boom, right? And we get to do the same, and we're just participating in that.
Isn't it crazy? What's the actual percent of Americans that own silver and gold?
About 2% of America owns physical gold. I'm not talking about paper, not talking about ETF or certificates or something lame. 2% of America owns physical gold, and only about 0.9% owns physical silver.
Gosh, the people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yeah, that's biblical truth and wisdom there. I mean, those are God's words that you're just repeating, right? So here's where, why do we think that this is going to happen? Because the inflationary pressures are going to persist. Now, you look at what's happening with the economy. Our savings rate right now is negative for the first time since 2020 and 2009. I mean, since 1946, it's happened three times. So we've got negative savings rate. Our basically capitalization at banks is at an all-time low. Their investments at banks are seven times worse than they were in 2009.
Hold on, stay there. 60 seconds, Kirk. I want to join some stations and finish up the breaking news. Stay with us. In 8 hours coming up. I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen,
We've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps that spread the word of the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work with somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, it's 2:06 Central Standard Time. Owen Schroyer's on in 54 minutes. The great Jay Dyer, who goes right off globalist documents, is about to really educate and bring us to the next level. There's so much news breaking in InfoWars. All I can say is you ought to go there. I mean, it is cuckoo time. And for every horrible event, there is a converse, or you say inverse, positive. That's Newtonian physics. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. You see it everywhere. Why should we all be morons and know what's going on but not act on it? And there's nothing I cover on air, nothing, that is more no-brainer than do not drink the tap water. I've told you this for decades, and the media's like, he's crazy. Tap water's good. It's full of glyphosate, full of thousands of chemicals. Most of the well water's contaminated. You can go out and get a high-quality gravity-fed filter or other systems and cut 99.999. It says non-detectable, meaning they can't even find it, but you're supposed to say, well, maybe there's something still, even though the spectrometer can't find it. And if you don't get a high-quality water filter from us, fine. Go out and look at the ratings and get one. 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities, according to the UN's own report, which I believe is accurate, because of lack of iodine in their diet. You don't have to buy our super high quality iodine. You can go get Himalayan salt. If it's got purple chips in it, it's got the atomic iodine. Okay? That's a no-brainer. It's stuff like that. But then on the economic front, I didn't have a gold or silver sponsor for 12 years because using short sales and manipulation the last 12 years, they manipulated it. They can't do that anymore because of all the factors we talk about. They're still trying to suppress it, but it's like holding a beach ball underwater that just gets bigger and bigger. They can't do it. And then you look at, a couple years ago, I was saying, you signed me back into silver and gold, and I went around and wasn't even thinking about Kirk Kelly, even though he was the biggest and best. I don't know what I was doing. But I was like, hey, it's time to get back into silver and gold. And if you look at what silver and gold's done the last few years, or almost the year we've been having Kirk on, it's hands down the best move there was by light years. And then, as Kirk's predicted, it's just accelerating and going into its hyper launch phase, second stage, where the rocket's not going 100 miles an hour, it's going 15,000 miles an hour. So the acceleration phase is happening now, and it's just insane. So you need to call them, you need to do a consultation, you need to get silver. He'll sell you gold if you want it. But it's still performing incredibly, but silver's growing even faster. And he explains how at a certain point when gold goes into the hyperbolic, then you use the super profits from silver, the extra profit, to then go into gold and you get free gold. You need to have the experts. They have computers. They have models. They've got it down to a science. He's an economist. He's the top silver broker in North America, probably in the world, because it's a 25-year overnight success story because they've got the best deals. Go to KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. In closing, Kirk, because we got to jump out here. I can talk to you all day, but Jay Dyer's locked and loaded. I wanted to finish up the other stack you sent me quickly on in-game interest on U.S. debt, $1 trillion, and the other part of the stack we didn't get to. So, Kirk, take us through that.
Yeah, so we just talked about how we're out of savings in America. Negative. That means people don't have savings. They're digging into their home equity lines. They're using their basically available credit on their credit cards as savings. That's not a savings account. That's debt, right? So now debt on our national debt has surpassed $1 trillion for the first time ever. Bankruptcies are the second highest level in the last 14 years. Well, so much for Bidenomics, right? It's like, oh, yeah, we're doing a great job. No, you're not. And these numbers are proving that. And so now with that news, consumer expectations are low. Now the consumer expectations are that their wages are not going to keep up with prices. And they see this negative outlook for America. So what is that going to do to people's psyche? Well, it's going to say, we're going to stop investing. We're going to stop spending. We don't know what the future looks like. That's going to be a massive slowdown for the economy. Well, you know, who sees this as coming? It's not just people that are watching your show, Alex. It's you've got companies that are now pulling back. Target, I'm not going to shed a tear over that woke company, right? But they're closing a ton of stores on the West Coast, like 9 of them that they just announced. Southwest Airlines is cutting like 300 flights out of Atlanta. They're not even going to fly to 15 cities anymore out of Atlanta. Well, why would they do that if the economy is growing and it's booming? No, companies are cutting back. They're cutting back. Even Disney, another woke company, just laid off like 300 people in California. I mean, people don't lay off if they're expecting.
They're closing 200 Pizza Huts.
Yeah. I mean, these aren't even expensive restaurants. These are like the middle class restaurants that families go to eat. And, you know, they should be, you know, I would think that the expensive restaurants are going to go out of business. No, we're seeing just mid-level restaurants starting to shut down because the economy is slowing down so much. So here's the bottom line, Alex. When the economy is slowing down and they're going to be forced to print their way out of it because we don't have the petrodollar anymore. The BRICS nations took that when they added most of the OPEC nations. Now we're going to print our way out of everything with zero demand for our currency. That's going to be massive inflation moving forward, which is why I think that these rate reductions that we're seeing aren't going to be long-lived. Sometime in 2025, they start rising again to slow down the inflationary pressures, or we turn into Venezuela, or we turn into Argentina or Zimbabwe, where inflation just gets out of control really quickly when there's no international demand for your currency.
Well said, Kirk Elliott. Thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for keeping us on air. It takes money to stay on air and fight the globalists, and I appreciate the listeners. We try to bring them great products that empower them, make them money, secure them, and secure the info war. Kirk Elliott, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. Thank you so much.
You bet. We'll see you.
Folks like that are the place to go. All right. Jay Dyer is set to take over. I have so much other insane news here that I'm going to shoot a special report, a news update, just on this alone. I mean, I just got handed a whole bunch of other insane news. I mean, just look at a few of these, and then Jay Dyer takes over. Acting ICE director, 13,000 known murderers, 15,000 evicted rapists, 425,000 criminals have illegally entered the U.S. just in the last 3.5 years. Infowars.com. College students stabbed repeatedly on campus. An unprovoked attack. The suspect admits she came to class to hurt someone. This is all on Infowars.com. All right, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis, amazing researcher, amazing reporter, and best-selling author, Jay'sAnalysis.com on YouTube, Jay Dyer. Jay Dyer takes over now.
Thank you, Alex. Today we're going to switch it up, do something a little bit different. I have with me here my library all around me. A lot of important texts from the global elite, as Alex mentioned earlier. My superpower is that I focus my mild autism onto reading these books over the years after Alex would mention them back in 2001, 2, 3. He would mention Brzezinski. He would mention Tragedy and Hope, Carol Quigley. People from British intelligence, people from the CIA writing their memoirs, their books. And so I went and collected all these and as much as I could find. And we've read through about 70 of these, I think, by now, and done a lot of talks and lectures. So we kind of take it to the next level. So today we're going to open it up. I want you to call in and give me your questions. If you want to disagree, maybe you challenge my position on this. Maybe you think that I have the incorrect understanding. Maybe Alex got it wrong. You want to offer your counterexample. The number is 877-789-2539. You call in. You give your question, your comment. You ask me what you want to know. Maybe you think Quigley got it wrong. Maybe you think Quigley got it right. Maybe you like Zbigniew Brzezinski. Maybe you're a super fan of Brzezinski. You have posters, T-shirts, coffee mugs of Brzezinski at home. Today is your opportunity to call in to set me straight. I do a lot of debates. I don't know if you've seen my stuff out there. I've debated the top Muslims, the top atheists. Maybe you disagree. You want to call in and set me straight. Today is your opportunity. You can call in. You can set me straight. 877-789-2539. For those that want to call in, ask a question, offer a challenge. Again, I've got literally about 40 books over here next to me that we can work our way through. If you have a question, what did Brzezinski say? Why was he such a key figure? What about Klaus Schwab? I've got his books over here. Do you know the elite write everything they're going to do in their books? They tell you everything. Going back at least 100 years or perhaps even more, you can go back to the writings of H.G. Wells. You can go back to what Bertrand Russell wrote in his text. I've got all kinds of books over here that we can go in. We can have book day. We can have debate day. You decide today. It's your choice. 877-789-2539. If you want to set me straight, I hope there's somebody who disagrees. When I do, you know, open Twitter space debates, we do these often. They get a lot of views on YouTube, but I always bring people who disagree to the head of the line. So I don't know if there's anybody, maybe nobody disagrees. Everybody's on the same page now. There's nobody who denies this stuff anymore. But if you have some point of history that you contend with, you disagree with, I want to remind everybody too that you can head over to the InfoWars store and be sure and get 40% off the Nitric Boost, 25% off InfoWars MD, 40% off BrainForce Ultra. All those great products are available over there in the InfoWars store. Help keep Alex afloat. Let's pray for Alex, pray for InfoWars that they can weather through the storm, continue on with a good Patriot owner. Of course, we know that this is an attack to take down the very thing that would be the voice of exposing whatever they pull next. We know they're going to pull different tricks, different traps. We know they're going to try to steal the election. We know they're going to try to stage false flags. They're going to have World War III. They're going to collapse the economy. There's all kinds of cards in that Illuminati card deck, we could say, that they could pull to try to make sure that we don't get any hope, any resuscitation, any respite with a Trump election. Certainly, if you compare the campaigns, I was looking at Kamala's campaign the other day, her platform. If you look at the platform, it's kind of astounding. Most of the platform is just how Trump's bad. She has that on there about five different times. And she has this ridiculous number of capital gains percentages that keeps changing. I can't even keep up with it because it changes all the time. Well, it was 70%, and now it's 30%. Now it's a 25% capital gains. I mean, all of those numbers are actually enough to destroy the economy because that will put small business all the way down the tube. I mean, COVID really destroyed a lot of small businesses, consolidated for Amazon, for the big elite tech companies. And so what's remaining of the economy would only be further destroyed if you had to. I mean, how would that even work? It's just so preposterous. Like, how are you supposed to gauge and keep up with every asset that you have and its, supposed gains since you bought it? It's just ludicrous. But I guess it would be something like France, right? That's the sort of the tax rate that they have in socialist countries like France. The number is 877-789-2539. If you want to call in and debate the history of the global elite, the history of the New World Order, what's their plan? What do you think the next stage is? Are they going to stage a cyber attack? Will we get the full cyber polygon? Are they going to ramp up the Middle Eastern conflict and the conflict with Russia and the Ukraine? Will this escalate into a bigger war? We already know that the economy is collapsing to begin with from the Federal Reserve itself being essentially a giant Ponzi scheme. So if we're never going to get out of this unless we fix that first and foremost. The economy is going to be destroyed for sure. I believe things like a return to gold or to Bitcoin are the ways out of this for individuals. I don't know, Trump's got some great ideas with Bitcoin and the U.S. government. That seems to be possibly the only way out of this. Maybe you disagree about Bitcoin. Maybe you think it's a scam. You want to debate me on Bitcoin? 877-789-2539 is the number to call in. Ask me a question. Give me a challenge. Hurt my feelings. This is your opportunity to put me to rest, to smash me, so they say, if you would like to do so. Other things that come to mind, the possibilities of what they could pull you know, we've seen in the past when countries collapse, it's not just from some specific thing like economics or, you know, war. Those things play key roles. But oftentimes countries can collapse through cultural warfare, through demographic war, through open borders, through demoralization of the existing population. That's I think that's overlooked because people think of warfare as purely kinetic. They don't think about fifth generational warfare, being in a state of war and you don't even realize it yet, that you're being attacked through all kinds of known and unknown ways and means. You're being attacked through the water supply and the toxic sludge that they add to the water for your teeth. You're being attacked through the big pharma apparatus that has run through the CIA, the Rockefeller, the CDC organizations, the entire COVID psyop. That's another layer and level of attack. You're being attacked on a biological gender level through the system going after your children, through public education, through brainwashing in the pop culture, through the music, the satanic music industry that we just saw another key player, another mogul, who was probably really a frontispiece, right? P. Diddy going down. That was something we talked about for so many years. I remember being called a temple hat conspiracy theorist for about 15 years about the music industry. I was aware of the Hollywood stuff, maybe even a little bit longer than that. But, you know, if you talked about the possibility of satanic imagery, ideology in the music industry, mind control, MKUltra, all of that was really seen for so long as just absolutely insane. You're just a total schizophrenic level person. No one should listen to you. And yet here we are once again, another mogul goes down for engaging in literally Epstein level stuff. I mean, and when it comes to the odd situations with Justin Bieber, why is P. Diddy having Bieber spending the night at his house for a weekend? I mean, this is like the next level of that. I mean, this is just crazy. And yet, what do we find? Oh, no, rap wasn't actually an organic street gangster style movement. No, it was actually planned by MTV executives, high-level people together with social engineers to craft something completely, ultimately, fake and gay. All the original gangster rappers, except for maybe one or two, just happened to also come from really effeminate kind of village people boy bands. I mean, it was really kind of funny, like the stuff that they were actually involved in. And then suddenly they are rebranded as thugs and gangster rappers, showing us once again that rap is fake and gay. And it always was from its inception. So we'll take our first call here. Brad from Pennsylvania wants to talk about the elite and their plans for the future. Brad, what's on your mind?
I agree with what Alex has been saying. He's really been on target this last week or so because of all the everything that's coming down the pipe right now with all the, you know, everything's coming to a head, so to speak. And I think that the elite's plan is they want to control everything. There's no question about it. All our freedoms now that we have or take for granted are going to be gone in the future if we don't fight with everything we've got.
Yes, Full Spectrum Dominance. That's a great book by F. William Engdahl. And he outlined the Pentagon plan from about 20, 25 years ago, which was all areas of life, full domination of every area of life on the part of the corporate elite. It's not ultimately the Pentagon per se, but it's the corporate elite and the banking elite that own the Pentagon. And so this is really a fight for life and death. You have to oppose this. There's no other options. Like there is no, I'm going to fly away to some country and live on an island. The global order that's coming in is global. It's not going to, there will be no safe havens, no quarter. You have to fight.
Yeah, and all the books you've read and all, that's why Alex is so awesome to listen to and to just learn a lot of things from. You know, he talks fast, he thinks fast, and he throws a lot at everyone, which is what blows a lot of people's mind, but he's just pointing out what he's read, what they've, as you said, they write everything down. They've got, it's all there. You just have to research it. And it's so much over most people's heads, though, that, you know, it's hard to grasp it all. And it's really mind-boggling. So thanks for all you do to push this
absolutely
out.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Brad. Appreciate that. Yeah, I remember vividly, you know, maybe 2003. I mean, Alex would mention these things like Anthony Sutton and Skull and Bones book. And I remember thinking, no, there's no way that there's a secret society where they actually said, you know, they're going to use a drug running and all this stuff to control things. And then sure enough, you go read Anthony Sutton's famous book on Skull and Bones. And this is where we get OSS and CIA from. And that's actually what Craig from Ohio wants to talk about next. Craig wants to talk about Anthony Sutton and the character of Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah, hey, Jay, and hey, everyone. So so I think we can both agree that, like, you know, the Federal Reserve was set up in, you know, 1910, basically at Jekyll Island. And then 1913, it was enacted. And then we get World War One, which ended, you know, the Ottoman Empire. And then we roll into World War Two, right, where they do the big wealth and power transfer. FDR being in that position was no accident. Anthony Sutton does a great job of laying that out in the middle of his book about how all the background and all the things that tie to FDR. So we get out of World War II, the wealth and power transfer is taking place from Germany, England, so forth, over to the U.S., right? Now they're able to rip off the world in the U.S. for the next 70 years, so fast forward to today. And here's my question. Everybody's so negative on the U.S. dollar, okay, and they've been negative since the 1980s, 1970s, when we started deficit spending with Reagan. And, you know, Art Laffer and old man Bush, right, you know, they rolled this deficit spending out along with the ERISA Act, okay, which also prompted the stock market to rally. So really, we've had a stock market rally for the last 45 years, you know, pretty much on deficit spending and some changes in enactment. And also, obviously, you know, the whole Silicon Valley and all that kind of stuff, right, the growth of all that. But here's my question. Everybody's so negative on the dollar, and the inflation is actually how the globalists rip everybody off, right? So that's what they've used as inflation. So I actually make the claim, right, and I use things called harmonics, right, to show that the dollar isn't as bad as everyone says, and I think we're actually ready to go deflationary, okay? That would mean the dollar goes up. That's to the benefit of the people, okay? And we could have a huge dollar rally out of this. That's the way we get a real new global currency, is not by the dollar going down, because that's what they want. We get a dollar that rallies and blows everything out, going to cause turmoil around the whole world. But that's where we're headed, I believe. So, you know, I just want to throw that out there for people to think about that. And I'd love to get your thoughts on it, too, Jay. You know, I've asked a couple times if you'd come on my show, World HD, to talk about some of this stuff. But I'd love to get your thoughts on that, you know, on deflation and actually the work of God. Deflation is the work of God because it puts the power back in the hands of the people.
I think that's a noble goal. I think that's definitely something to shoot for. I appreciate that call, Craig. I don't know exactly what the answer will be and how they might go about doing that. Now, you said in your comment there that that would actually be a basis for a world currency. Do you mean that the global elite would prop up the dollar, use deflation to make it strong again, and then that they would piggyback into a global currency from the dollar? Is that what you mean?
Well, so if we look at the U.S., right, we have – so if you look at the U.S. and you look at productivity per GDP, right, so we are like 85,000 in GDP per person. The next closest is in the 50s, like Japan, Germany, and so forth. You look at our assets, right, any accounting equation is assets equal liabilities plus owner's equity. We have a lot of debt, right, that they've created. That's how they've stolen from us. But the point is there's still a lot of assets in the U.S., and a ton of it. That's why they're doing all this global climate change and all this other stuff to steal all the assets.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point there. Keep that in mind. Thank you so much, Craig. This is the Alex Jones Show. We will be right back after this break. Remember to head to the InfoWars store and support Alex by getting those products. We'll be right back.
I want to talk to the InfoWars listeners, and I just want you to know that I really appreciate what you've done. You know, I want to fight the globalists. I want to take them on. I want to defeat them. Because it's the right thing to do, and we'll be slaves or dead if they're able to get their agenda fully through. And if you think about how far we've come in 30 years and how almost no one knew this information decades ago, but now everything I've been covering forever is now really mainstream, and all the top talk show hosts, not just in the Western world, but all over the planet, are talking about one world government and the end of the family and how pedophiles are in control and how they want to depopulate us and everything that we've been exposing. We don't have big establishment sponsors. We don't have billionaire secret financiers like the left. We're funded just like Trump with small donations. That's how he's funded. We're funded by you supporting us. by you getting the product. So we try to bring you, this is important, the very best products out there, so you get a absolutely great response from it. And so that you really, really like it and know that we weren't steering you wrong. Now, of the 1% or so of people that ever buy a product, we get 5-star reviews, 4.7, 4.8 in third-party reviews. But the vast majority of you love the info. It's very popular. People love freedom. They don't want to be slaves. But only a tiny percentage of you ever actually go and get any of the products. These are great products you want. They're the highest quality, discounted from what the ultra-quality brands sell them for. Here's an example, okay? We sell high-quality, full-spectrum CBD gummies that are made by one of the top labs in the country. Even when the company we get these from discounts them, and they have a pretty good deal, it's $10, $15 more than we sell it for. Then when we discount it, it's like $25 less than they sell it for. These are high-quality gummies. Somebody's already been into these. But just look at these. Just full of these. And they actually are a little bit moist because they're just so full of all the goodies, ladies and gentlemen. One of these, you sleep great. One of these makes you focus, have just incredible clarity, but you're relaxed. And again, that's about a half-full bottle because that's here in the studio. Folks have been getting into them. And if you know a good gummy, it's a little juicy, it's a little wet, it's just totally jam-packed. Now, these are great, but then they have the 1,000 milligram tincture at InfoWarsStore.com. I say they, it's the group we private label it from. They ship it from their warehouse in Colorado. So when you order, it just comes from them right to you, because that's where our warehouse is as well. And the 1,000 milligram is super strong, full spectrum, incredible high quality, and the folks we get it from sell it on average for $45 more than we sell the 1,000 milligram for. So you want to take advantage of all of that. There's all the other great products, Nerve Renew. There is Good Night Sleep, an amazing natural formula for better sleep. The 1,000 milligram vitamin C and zinc with rose hips, the Linus Pauling formula. With the rose hips and the zinc, so good for your whole immune system and body. Then, of course, there's Better Mood, really works well. And then Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for a long time. We got a huge shipment in, but I'm offering it for 40% off because I want you to get it and experience it. Tastes great, all natural, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, everything you need in one place. Tastes great. Make a picture of it, you know, every 4 or 5 days. Have a glass in the morning, glass at night. Send it off to school with your kids. Take some to work. A bottle of it. It is amazing. And you get full absorption because it's liquid rather than pills. So, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars MD line and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Plus, these are great products you want.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We are discussing what the plans of the global elite are. Do you disagree? Do you have a challenge? Do you have a question? I've got stacks and stacks of books next to me that we can prove positions that we believe in. Mark in Indiana is next up. He wants to talk about some of these books, in fact. What's on your mind, Mark?
Hello, Jay. This is Mark. I'm from Indiana. And what I would like to have would be a list of all these books that you guys, that Alex has read and all over the years, and you have read, so that we can kind of go hunt for them. You know, I've got an old bookstore here in town, and they got all kinds of books in there. I'm going to bet you I'll find two or three of them in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, but yet now, see, also, I can't read very good. And it's all I want to do is to sit and just read maybe a paragraph. And if for some reason or another, my brain just don't work after that. So I kind of, you know, my daughter's that way. She can sit and read a book in the day, and, you know, I can't do it. So I got to take my time or get me one of them things that help you read and all. So that's kind of what I'm after. I just like to find some of these. I'll be 74 in December, and I'd like to at least be able to catalog some of this stuff back,
yeah.
You know, because I don't think I'm going to last much longer.
Well, you know what? I'm actually not a fast reader either. And one of the things I do is I take a lot of notes. So I actually use a lot of these sticky notes, and then I summarize the important part on an important page. And that actually helps me remember. So I'll give you a list of some of these books. You could look at something like Bertrand Russell's Impact of Science on Society. You could look at Bertrand Russell's book, The Scientific Outlook. You could look at H.G. Wells' book, The New World Order. You could look at H.G. Wells' other book, The Open Conspiracy, where he basically says everything. You could look at Edward Bernays' book, Propaganda. It's a classic when it comes to how we're controlled and how we're socially engineered via advertising. One of the most important is, of course, Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages. More recently, we've had key texts that have come out from the establishment, particularly Klaus and Davos. Fourth Industrial Revolution by Klaus Schwab is a key text. You could go into another one of the most important texts. There's two of these. This one is, of course, Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley. This is probably one of the most important up there with Brzezinski for sure. And then his other book that he wrote that's equally as important, Anglo-American Establishment by Carol Quigley. And to piggyback those two books is a more recent text that kind of follows along the same trend, but attaches it to the replacement plans that are going on in Europe and in America, how that was essentially engineered by the United Nations and the Fabian Socialists to get rid of the Western peoples. And that's the Milner-Fabian Conspiracy by Johan Rathieu. We can't forget the Kissinger of France, Jacques Attali, and his book, Brief History of the Future, where he talks about transhumanism and the transhumanist takeover. And then the old book that he wrote many years ago when the Soviet Union had fallen, and he was put in charge of the Bank of Europe to essentially reconstruct the Soviet bloc countries into a neoliberal model and how it would become a new world order. And that's Jacques Attali's book, Millennium, again, that he wrote in 1991, and how the EU would be this system, this project that would help to solidify the burgeoning world government, they thought and hoped at that time. So really all of these continental unions like the EU are really stepping stones to the future global world order that they want. Another key text that's more recent is not so much from the elite, but a critique, and that's Whitney Webb's book, One Nation Under Blackmail, particularly the Epstein Part 2 volume is really good. And then there's other texts from the CIA, for example, about how they utilize and manipulate religion. The recent book by Michael Graziano, Errand into the Wilderness of Mirrors, Religion and the History of the CIA. So now there's many, many more. That's just a sampling of about 15 or 20. But that's a good place to get a start if you're interested. Now let's go to Digital Dave in Wisconsin. What's on your mind, Dave?
Hey, brother. God bless you. It's such a pleasure to speak with you in person. I religiously watch you, although I'm not a religious person. I am a faith-filled, Jesus-loving Christian, and the book of books is the Holy Bible and Scripture, because it's got it all in there. There are no falsehoods or things that haven't been realized will still be realized yet. So a little bit of background. I went to, like, I don't know, about 60 different elementary schools. My parents were career jazz musicians, and my dad went to a lot of parties, and he would come home kind of depressed, telling me some of the plans that these people have for mankind. And we're talking back in the mid-60s up through the late 60s, 70s. And so I didn't believe it. I poo-pooed it all. But you know what? Just like Alex Jones was right, when I used to think, as we had our broadcast on Pushback Now, and the fusion centers took us off air, took us off the web, and talked to the radio station leadership that you can't have this guy talking about this stuff. You got to find him another job. Okay. Your recommendations to the prior caller were amazing. I don't have a lot of those. But in the ministry now, it's to talk about the things that are happening with what Alex and you report on that people just don't believe. Dude, I mean, it's incredible how dumbed down the populace is. Yeah. I mean, you've got little old ladies that just yell at you, calling you a conspiracy theorist. So some of the stuff that I've read, and this is, I'd love, if you could just pick one book, and I probably don't have the one you're going to pick. I don't know what it would be, but one book, because I've been reading stuff, you know, like even fiction, like Fahrenheit 451, some of Annie Jacobson stuff, William Cooper, Behold a Pale Horse. One of my favorites is The Final Report. It's on the bombing of the Alfred C. Murrah Building. Sketches it all out. I mean, it's all there. And then there are a couple of books, The Secret Society and Secrets of the Tomb, which kind of goes through steps, which is a great beginner's type of book. But to read the stuff like Psychic Dictatorship or End the Fed, you know, when Ron Paul wrote End the Fed, people were thinking he was nuts. And now we're actually seeing it to come to fruition. The Stork and the Plow by Ehrlich and Daly, you know, Biology of Doom. I mean, I just got a bunch of books, and I just want what you would think would be a really good recommendation for me at whatever level I'm at. I don't know, somewhere in the middle. And for a super, super beginner, when you run into the person again and they say, hey, you know what? I checked that out. You were right. I can't believe it. You were right. That seems untrue. And, you know, of course I promote your broadcast and Alex's and ours. What do you say?
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. If I was to pick one or two, I would say the most easily accessible is probably the 100 page book by H.G. Wells, New World Order. That's really easy to find, really easy to get a hold of, really easy to read. You could read it in one sitting. And he pretty much lays everything out. He wrote that in 1940. He was one of the key propagandizers of this New World Order establishment. He wrote a lot of fiction, science fiction, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with. And that did a lot more, that was a lot more effectual for propagandizing than the fact books, the history books that he wrote. But these are, that one's really clear. More recently, probably Klaus's book. I mean, this is pretty much lays everything out, even to the point of like, you know, weather modification, Skynet, GMOs, Internet of Things, all that's included in Klaus's book. And then somewhere in the middle of those, so during the Cold War, or maybe towards the waning of the Cold War, is Anglo-American Establishment by Quigley. So all of those books really kind of lay it all out in the most succinct and just undeniable way. Next, we'll go to Maury in Wisconsin. Maury, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jay. Yeah, I know you're a brilliant guy. Have you ever heard of the six Jesuits who survived the nuclear blast in Japan? They were Ground Zero. Have you ever heard that story?
No, I've read a lot of Jesuit historical stuff, but I don't know about that incident, no.
Well, they were praying the rosary, and they survived the nuclear blast, and they were like a mile away from Ground Zero, and they never got cancer, and they lived to be their 70s and 80s. And what it is, I'm Catholic, and I wish you would do some research on all these mystics that predicting what we're going through now as we might get close to nuclear war. And people have to start realizing that there's certain prayers and there's certain things that a person needs to do to protect his family. You have to kind of become holy, kind of. It's really hard to do. But I know someone like you could do the research on these mystics like Padre Pio. I know they're predicting 3 days of darkness, possibly, and the warning, the book The Warning. I don't know if you've seen that one. But
no.
I know when I pray, I definitely feel like you get this Jesus healing. And I just think that's what we're going to have to do to make it through this, because it's going to be a spiritual war.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, Maury. I will look into that incident. I'm not familiar with that. I just try to – I'm Orthodox, so I'm not really interested in the Jesuit stuff. I try to stick to what the Orthodox prayers are. I think in the Roman Catholic world, there's a danger. I'm not attacking all Roman Catholics, but sometimes there's a danger of going and chasing after Marian apparitions and visions. And there was a good article written by an academic about, for example, the Bayside apparitions and how they were a Cold War psyop. It's called The Virgin and the Bomb. I would say take a look at that essay. Next up is Jeff in California. Jeff, he says, why did you choose Orthodoxy? Sir. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I had been around the world, seen some pretty horrific things, and I lived in Palestine for some time, and I've never been religious, but I know there is evil. I've seen it in ways I don't want to get into now, but I've seen horrific things. And when I was in Jerusalem, I went there, and people I was with would say, oh, they'd feel spirit, they'd feel holy, they'd feel this and that, I'd feel nothing. Yet I know that there is a war of good and evil, and I was just curious as to how you came to your choice in Orthodoxy, because I want to go somewhere where there's some guidance, where I could have some understanding and not a blind faith, and maybe I don't even understand what that means. So I was wondering if you'd comment on it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I just began to read church history quite a bit. I read the post-apostolic church fathers like Ignatius and Clement and Irenaeus, Justin Martyr. And what I found was that, you know, they were teaching a kind of Christianity that was not Protestant for sure. For a long time, I was Catholic, so I thought, well, maybe that's where it's at. But then I saw the corruption of the papacy and the contradictions of pre and post-Vatican II. Theology. So I ended up in Orthodoxy for those kinds of reasons, a lot of book reasons, historical reasons. So, you know, I would say if you're Protestant, you'll check out a book like Rock and Sand by Father Josiah Trenum or something like that. Also, my red book that I did has a lot of essays on that. So about 300 pages in this book that I wrote at my website cover that topic. Next up is Dan in Missouri. He wants to talk about Revelation 3:9, the synagogue of Satan.
I just wanted to run through Revelations 3:9, where people pretend to be Jewish but are not, or the synagogue of Satan, so it says. Then I wanted to run through General Giap's book of how he defeated the Americans in Vietnam, and a book called Imperial Cruise by a Mr. Bradley, who claimed that World War II was instigated 4 years in advance.
What was the second book? I didn't hear what you said, the second book.
The second book was Imperial Cruise by Mr. Bradley, and his dad was on top of Mount Suribachi at Iwo Jima, and he backtracked how his dad got there 40 years in advance by Alice Roosevelt and some others going to the Orient. On a cruise about 1905, and basically how they set up World War II prior to it happening.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot of, there's a British intelligence guy named James Rushbridger, and he wrote a book about the Pearl Harbor event being intentionally allowed to happen. So that, according to him, suggests maybe what you're talking about, that they did want that. Quigley says the banking elite wanted World War II to happen. So wouldn't surprise me. Next up is, thank you for those book recommendations there. Aaron in Ohio. What's up, Aaron?
Good talking to you, buddy.
Sorry. I thought you were just listing the books. Did you have something else you want to say?
Yeah. I just got a quick question. Do you make 80s techno music and post it on the Prime Thanatos?
I heard 80s techno music, and then that's all I heard. What did you say?
Do you produce 80s techno music and put it on the Prime Thanatos on YouTube?
I don't know. I still can't tell what you're saying about YouTube. I do my own cringecore music. I don't know what you mean by putting it somewhere.
On YouTube. Do you put it on YouTube?
I do, yes.
Okay. Is it on the Prime Thanatos?
Prime Thanatos. No idea what that is.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw one of your posts on there once, but all right, that's it. Love your work. Shout out to the Rumble chat.
Appreciate it, Aaron. Yeah. And by the way, if you want to see me perform some of that cringe music live, you can head on over to Bohemian Grove. The link, it will be at the top of my Twitter. I'll be performing there some of my ridiculous music, so-called. And you can get tickets October 25 and 26 in Summerfield, Florida. Let's see. Marcus in Texas. What's up, man?
What's going on, Big J?
Alex Jones Show, what's on your mind?
I want to let you guys know about the most important what is going to happen that I think we could talk about right now, and that's the solar flash. The solar flash is just a term that I'm using, but it's in the Mahabharata, the Bhagavad Gita, all of these. I mean, even the Bible talks about something similar, but it's just the idea that space is going to increase in density and heat and what have you, and it's going to cause a solar flash. David
space?
Wilcox.
Did you say space?
Just in space in general, there is.
Well, but bro, space is fake and gay. So how's that going to happen?
What'd you say?
Space is fake and gay. It's got, if space has got to be real and straight for that to happen. And yes, so you're just assuming.
Well, I mean, it's.
I'm kidding.
No, I know. I totally understand that you're joking. I am just so scared that I'm not going to get this information out there and I won't be able to get David Wilcock on y'all's show. I don't care if you just go look at David Wilcock yourself, but somebody at InfoWars, if you had Billy Carson on, right, and you got Jay Dyer on,
okay,
this guy and Jay Dyer and Billy Carson would unlock people's minds like it's like a triple threat. He's like a mathy guy that talks about all of the geometry and the fact that Dr. Harold Aspen.
Bro, I've worn David Wilcock's pants. My crotch has been in the same place as his crotch. So I know what you're talking about.
Thank God. Okay, so get him on the show. He needs to be on the show. He constantly talks about, I don't know if Alex likes me, but I mean, I go on. I'm like, oh my God, David.
All right, get on the show. Yeah. Thank you, Marcus. I'm not a huge David Wilcox fan, personally, but that is a true story. When I was filming my TV show at Gaia, Hollywood Decoded, I showed up one day with the wrong color suit, and I couldn't go back to the hotel, and so I had to go into the wardrobe of David Wilcox, which is all these, silvery spacesuits. So one day I wore a silvery spacesuit, so I literally became one with David Wilcox. Kelly in Colorado disagrees. She wants to set me straight. What's up, Kelly?
I think it's more of a challenge. I love you, man. I've been watching you since you've been on Alex, and I've been listening to Alex for about 20 years. I think we have more of a closer-to-home problem, and I think we should all be running around with our hair on fire. Then we can start looking at the other things that you're talking about. I think you and Alex have a little bit of a maybe Achilles heel or a blind spot. AIPAC runs pretty much everything in our House and our Senate. I mean, Rep. Massey confirmed this on Tucker Carlson. I think everybody knows that already. I mean, Israel is the only country that is allowed to interfere with anything. I mean, if it was any other country, people would be getting arrested. Just one other thing, Jerusalem Times even wrote that Biden put 20, quote, Jews, unquote, in his cabinet, and many of those people are dual citizens. So we're being run by Israel. Mossad is hooked up with MI6, as you know, and the CIA. If we can maybe get that yoke off of us, then we can talk about some of these other things like Davos, Bilderberg, and whatnot. But I think the most urgent problem, and like I said, everybody should be screaming, is that our government is being run by another country, and it's a fact. So why does anybody focus on that first, and then we can talk about these other things? Do you have a comment on that?
Well, I mean, what I do personally is I cover more hot button topics for my personal audience, because we've all learned, I think, who speak on this in the public realm, that a lot of things are censored, and we kind of figure out, we kind of know what things you can and can't say. So, I try to talk about that kind of stuff where you can talk about that kind of stuff. So you have to navigate this stuff the best you can,
I agree totally. And what I would love Alex to do, and I've always tried to talk to him about this, but I would love him to maybe once a week say, hey, guys, I can't afford to be taken down any more than I am, but do your own research about what's going on with that particular country. If he could just let his audience know, because a lot of people, and I don't think this, but a lot of people think he's either compromised or he's getting paid off. And I believe it's more about what you just said.
Well, I've heard Alex say pretty much that very thing many, many times. But anyway, yeah, thank you for that, Dan. Appreciate that. Something to think about. Next, we'll go to James in Chicago. He also disagrees. I like to let the people who disagree come up to the front of the line. James, what do you disagree with? What do you want to set me straight on?
Yeah. I would like to know, why are you on InfoWars? That is the biggest disagreement I have about you, man. Does Alex Jones have some kind of blackmail on you? He is the biggest as a Nazi, Khazar Jew ever. And he is so fake. Why are you even on his broadcast, man? Do you need him for some reason?
Look, you want me to tell you? I'll tell you what happened. I was at a Diddy baby oil party. Alex filmed the whole thing, and so I'm a slave to whatever Alex tells me to do. So what do you? That's you got me, man.
You must be brown nosing his butt real hard and tight, man. He is the biggest fat Jabba the Hutt looking son of a bitch I ever seen in my life, and he's a Jew. And CIA to the man, brother.
You got it, baby. You expose everything. Thank you so much, James from Chicago. Next up, I want to find somebody else. We got some heat coming in today. I'm hoping that Diddy baby oil video does not get leaked out on the internet. Please don't leak that on the internet. I got to do whatever Alex tells me to do. let's see. Next up is John in Rhode Island, and I think he'll be about the last person we have time for. Fundamental flaw of the founding fathers. What's on your mind there, John?
Hey, a pleasure talking to you. But just a philosophical question. So when the founding fathers created a government, I don't think they realized. So we have all these like 250 years of these politicians or lawmakers, so to speak, that are in power. And over 250 years, they keep writing laws. And what these laws do is they take away our freedoms for the most part. And I think everybody can agree to that. So I think we're at the point now that over 250 years of our freedoms being taken away, that we're in this position that there's not much left, right? I mean, what would your opinion be of that?
Hey, that's a fair question. I think there are places for sure where we could critique, the documents as they were written at that time. There's probably ways to definitely make them better, more conservative minded, maybe less, a little bit less enlightenment adjacent. But I want to thank you guys for calling in. A lot of fun. This is my first time doing call-ins. It was exciting. Appreciate the heat. Thank you for exposing me from being at the Diddy parties with all that baby oil. I'm still kind of greasy and slick over here from it. And be sure to go to the InfoWars store and support Alex by getting those products.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full Spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.